Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
Hello, my name is Gary Storm. I am a retired resident of Urbana and a member of the Urbana-Champaign Peace Initiative. This coming Sunday, September 9th, is celebrated as Grandparents' Day in the United States. The occasion has caused me to reflect on my own paternal grandmother, Ruth, who was born and raised in a small Nebraska community established by Swedish immigrants in the late 1800s. I recall tales she told of growing up among farmers, industrious craftspeople, and small business owners, all of whom lived close to nature and were very familiar with the opportunities and constraints it provides. All things considered, she described her youth as a very pleasant one, which led to an early career in teaching and then to marriage and parenthood, with opportunities to travel throughout the western states. How different Ruth's life was from that of Fatima Shuil, who grew up in a Palestinian village in the 1940s. While Fatima's family had well-established roots in the village, and she enjoyed an early life similar in many ways to Ruth's, her life was disrupted forever in 1948, when she was just 10 years old. In 1948, Fatima's village was savagely plundered by Israeli Zionists intent on driving local Palestinian residents out of the region and out of Palestine altogether. During that year, dozens of Palestinian villages were similarly plundered, and for that reason, Palestinians and Arabs generally remember this year as Al-Nakba, the catastrophe. To Zionists, on the other hand, 1948 is remembered as a year of victory, celebrated as independence in Israel, and the beginning of a 70-plus year push to remove Palestinians from their long-standing homeland, an effort that remains active today. You will have an opportunity to learn about Fatima, her daughter, Nida, and her granddaughter, Lena, this Sunday, Grandparents' Day, at the Champaign Public Library at 3 p.m. You will be able to learn not just about Al-Nakba, but of its continuing consequences. The three generations of Palestinian women will be available to share accounts and answer questions about their summer visits to Palestine, changes they have observed over time, and how Palestinians currently live, work, and cope with the many restrictions imposed upon them by the Israeli government. The event is being sponsored by the Urbana-Champaign Peace Initiative. Please make an effort to attend this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Champaign Public Library. Thank you.
The Public Square is a place for you to comment on whatever subject you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Opinions reflect those of the speaker. For information or to submit a commentary, visit our website, will.illinois.edu.